Have a chat with Darren Binskin in Harness Hot Topics. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Andrew. I've got Hot Topics. I was watching In the Gig last night, and here's an elite professional giving awards out to young ladies with miniskirts on.
Yes, I did host the big night last Wednesday night with the Gordon Rothiger medal at Melton in Melbourne, and Kieran Manning won the Gordon Rothiger.
A lot of people in Sydney probably don't know who Gordon Rothiger is, and he was a terrific trainer, driver in Melbourne, and my father and grandfather were great friends with him, and his horses look magnificent, and he is such a gentleman. No one had a bad word to say about Gordon, and it's terrific that they honour him, and for Kieran to win that at such an early age is an outstanding effort.
Look at she has been the trailblazer. There are so many female drivers around, but back 10, 15 years ago, she was the one.
Kieran was the one, and she's still driving winners now, probably scaled back a little bit, but even watching her win the Group 1 in Norway brought back so many good memories with Night Pistol, and that's probably just opened up the avenue now that we see... there's a French trotter coming to stand in Sydney, and I will get the pronunciation wrong, Harestas Trotters.
Right.
And I think he's coming to stand at stud, but he possibly could race while he's here, Andrew. So that would be more exciting. I think Anton Galinio will probably train him. It's Blake Fitzpatrick's owner, Pat Driscoll, who's rolled the dice, and he's thinking outside the square of his trotters. He's breeding all his trotters to... European and American trotters. So in years to come, we're gonna have a really good trotting ranks.
We've got Yonkers coming up, but Saturday night, Globe Derby, the Australian Drivers' Championships are on.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that series. You've got the top drivers from each state. We've got Blake and Amanda going over to represent New South Wales, but the Queensland boys, Matty Nielsen and Pete McMullen, they drive winner after winner. Gary Hall Jr., the boys, David Harding, Ryan Horrick in Adelaide, the Victorian boys, Greg Sugars and Chris Alford. I mean, it should have a great turnover for people to gamble on those races, Andrew.
No doubt. The quality is there at Globe Derby, and a big coverage on Sky Racing 1 with Gareth Hall trackside there on Saturday night. Mate, any update on that Star American Pacer you gave us the tease about last week?
No, it's still in negotiation.
Oh, this is the longest tease I've ever seen, Darren.
Well, I've got another one.
Please, there's not another one, is there? Just hold on. I've got to pick myself up off the floor. Let's go to Yonkers, and then we'll talk more about American Pacers maybe coming to Australia.
Malcolm Jamoki Jerry, and far back now is Better Believe It. Taking over was Molaire Hanover. Molaire Hanover from Ari All-Star as they go an opening quarter mile in 28-3. Making the way around the far turn the first time. There's a pace in third. Card Shock is settled in fourth. 4.5 lengths from the lead, and two in front of Canadian Edition. And then comes Roger Mockham, and Jamoki Jerry, and left well behind has been Better Believe It. Molaire Hanover took the late money here. Molaire Hanover leading it by two, but Ari All-Stars not far behind. It's two lengths away to There Is a Pace for Us in third. Card Shock comes first up fourth in a 58-1 half mile with one lap to go. Molaire Hanover out on the lead. Card Shock moves outside of Ari All-Stars. Star. And now picking up cover, Sears and Canadian Edition at 7-1. Down toward the inside goes There's a Pace for Us in fifth. Third over sixth is Roger Mockham. Card Shock taking it to Molaire Hanover, Ari All-Star third. Canadian Edition's on the outside, gapping a bit in fourth. Roger Mockham shadows There's a Pace for Us. Three quarters, 125-3 on the final turn. So the top two locked in battle. Molaire Hanover fights off Card Shock. Ari All-Star toward the inside third. Three wide Canadian Edition looking to rally is Roger Mockham, and they're in the stretch. It's Molaire Hanover, Ari All-Star, between horses, Card Shock, Canadian Edition on the far outside. Molaire Hanover, Card Shock, Canadian Edition, Molaire Hanover. Photos there with a Canadian Edition. It was out four, five wide there. Ari All-Star was up the inside, 154. It's a photo finish.
And we'll have all numbers for you shortly on race two at Yonkers, right across about four of them there, chasing down the money. Darren Binskin's with us with Harness Hot Topics. And Darren, what's happening? Another one could be coming. You there, Darren?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Another one could be coming.
Not a pacer, a trotter, Andrew.
Okay.
They're in negotiations. The reason being, in the, while we're still having all these negotiations, some of the owners are budging on a price.
Right.
So it's a bit of a battle. But I know that there's one or two trotters with a different trainer going to come from America, because they, you can buy a better style of trotter over there and bring here to Australia and be in the top races every week, like the Great Southern Stars on. And I know that the trotter that they bought for France, I think, is already eligible for that race.
Okay, righto. So, all right, well why not come? Our prize money's so good.
Well, our prize money's great, and they've also, if they're studs, they've got a good breeding potential if they perform when they come out here, Andrew. Like, yeah. Mr. Feelgood has produced some winners since he's come out here and raced and stood at studs. But some of these other horses are possibly better bred and better performed. So,
hey, what a big night it is tonight. We were hoping to chat with Danny Dwyer, but his phone's off. We can't get onto him. But a big night. It's the soft launch, if we can put it across that way, of the $7.5 million new complex for the Bathurst Harness Racing Club. They've got eight races there tonight, the first just after 6 o'clock. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on our show, how it's gone. But the big opening meeting is on Sunday.
Yeah, I spoke to Matty Rue at Menangle Park yesterday, and he was very full of praise for the track. The track is world class, so we're going to get to see some great racing. And when they have their carnival, the Bathurst Gold Crown, you'll see the 2-year-olds really perform, and they'll run some special times, I guess.
As I say, they've got a soft opening tonight with eight races, and the big opening with everybody there is on Sunday. We'll talk more about that with Dale Walker tomorrow. Darren, thanks for your time. Keep well, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Cheers.
Darren Binsky.